It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, let's get to it. What are the experts saying about the Houston Texans? They are 5-2. They are coming off a close loss to Green Bay that probably was kept close more so by the defense and turnovers, definitely was, than by the offense outside of Joe Mixon. So let's do it. Power ranking of the power rankings. We're going with four. We got four power rankings this week. What have they been? What are they saying about your Houston Texans? The power rankings that we have in no particular order are ESPN.com, SI.com, TheAthletic.com, and CBSSports.com. So we rank these based on how they did our Texans here. So let's start with number four in the power ranking of the power rankings will be SI.com. They've got the Texans, Seth, rated 9th. Down from last week's number 7. So this was an outlet that was already comparatively a little more tepid on the Houston Texans compared to the others.
Yeah.
So they've got them at 9th right now. And here's what they're saying. Do we at all take the totality of Houston's season to this point and put it under the microscope? My two thoughts of concern, and again, this is Connor Orr, by the way, who does the SI.com rankings. My two thoughts of concern, all of Houston's wins thus far have been one-score victories other than the win over the Patriots in Drake May's first start. Both of Houston's losses have come at the expense of amoebic defenses rich with strong role players. Yeah.
So not anemic, but amoebic.
Amoebic. Like
the amoeba defense, yeah, where you got guys kind of just at the line of scrimmage. Yeah. You can't tell exactly what's happening. The potential to confuse an offensive line or a quarterback. And, yes, the Vikings in particular very much did that. The Packers, I don't know if the Packers are any more so like that than a lot of other defenses, but it was very effective.
Whatever it was. Obviously. Yeah. Even with a great performance from Joe Mixon on Sunday, C.J. Stroud's leading receiver did not eclipse 30 yards.
That one hurt.
He was on the run and looked uncomfortable. Yeah,
I did that one honestly, and just like looking at the various things on the box score. Yeah. I'm a little embarrassed. It didn't occur to me that the leading receiver had 30 yards. Yeah. That was bad. It was just that lethargic.
When you subtract the sack yardage, which as a team is what you do when you're calculating team passing yardage. It's whatever CJ has minus the sacks. They had 55 yards of passing offense.
Mm-hmm. In the second half, they punted every possession until that final field goal drive in the second half. Yep. It was just they were anemic because of the amoebic defense. Yes.
They were. And yet, 9th in the SI.com power rankings, and that's the lowest of the power rankings.
Which unicellular organism would you compare the Texans' offensive line to?
I would say, is a mitochondria part of a cell?
That's part of a cell.
Okay.
And it's the powerhouse of the cell. They are not the mitochondria.
No, they're definitely not.
I don't know. I guess like a paramecium or something.
Paramecium is a good one. Yeah, not the nucleus.
Those are the only two I remember, was the amoeba and the paramecium.
Paramecium, yeah. Number three. So number
they're
four.
They're red algae. That's what they are.
Red, okay. You say so.
I can't breathe when I'm in their presence.
Is that what red algae does to you? It suffocates you?
It does, yeah. It gives you respiratory issues.
Oh, wow. Okay. Stay away from the red algae, kids. Number four, SI.com. Number three on the power ranking of the power rankings, ESPN.com. The blurb written by DJ Bien-Aimé. And they have the Texans at 7th. So 7th overall. The teams ahead of them are teams like Minnesota, Green Bay. It's really everybody that's on the Texans' schedule. It's crazy. Every single team. Hold up. every single team ahead of the Texans on ESPN's power rankings is on the Texans' schedule. Now, a lot of them they haven't played yet. Kansas City 1, Detroit 2, Buffalo 3, Baltimore 4, Green Bay 5, Minnesota 6. Here's what DJ has to say. The category for the ESPN power rankings is Young Riser, and their Young Riser is Kalen Bullock. Bullock has been a pleasant surprise in his rookie season, leads the team in interceptions, tied for second in passes broken up. When opposing quarterbacks target Bullock, they have a passer rating of 46.9. I like that. The 2024 third rounder has become a starter for the Texans defense and has a ball hawk rate of 50%. Okay, whatever a ball hawk rate is. There have been some rookie blunders when Bullock has been beaten by receivers downfield, but the early returns have the Texans pleased with Kalen Bullock.
On that, the end zone shot they showed of that near interception that was a touchdown in the first half.
Yeah.
I'm really amazed that Bullock didn't come up with that.
Like, went right through his hands,
really good,
right?
Ball skills. Yeah. It looked like it went right underneath his hands.
Okay.
It was a classic Jordan Love throw where he has a lot of throws that either could have been an incredible throw or he throws a lot of 50-50 balls that don't look like your classic 50-50 balls.
Yeah.
That's one where I feel like by the end of this season or in ensuing seasons, that's a definite interception by Kalen Bullock. It's just that microsecond of recognition and making a play on it that it's coming along. He's doing really, really well for what they're asking him to do. There have been, I don't know what the issue was on that 30-yard touchdown after the lateral that wasn't challenged, but there was some kind of miscommunication between the cornerback and the safety on that. So there's a few little things like that at times, but all in all, he's doing a great job.
Yeah, it's been a great pick. It really has. That Kalen Bullock has been, thank God for Kalen Bullock, man, because Jimmy Ward got hurt again this year. So who knows what they'd have back there without him. All right, number two, power ranking of the power rankings, The Athletic. The Athletic had the Texans at 5 last week. They've got them at 6 this week. And they kind of lay it out. Who have they beaten so far? Colts, Bears, Jags, Bills, Patriots. I would say that's for a 5-2 team, that's a pretty good slate of teams that you've beaten. The Colts are above 500 right now. I think the Bears, as it turns out, it's probably a good thing you caught Caleb Williams when you did in week 2. Rather than catching him, he seems to be ascending and playing better. And I think the Bills, that's a good win. The Bills are ahead of the Texans in all these power rankings right now.
Yeah.
So, in theory, you beat a team that people at this point think is better than you. Here's what they say. C.J. Stroud had the second worst passer rating of his career on Sunday. The Texans are now 0-5 when Stroud doesn't hit at least 82 on the passer rating scale. That's a good stat. As C.J. goes, so go the Texans. Stroud completed 10 passes for 86 yards. He's been sacked on 8% of his dropbacks this season, 12th in the league. He's been hit 43 times, which is the 7th most. Joe Mixon's 115 yards were the only bright spot against the Packers. That surprises me a little bit that the percentage of time he's been sacked is 12th in the league. Maybe it's recency bias. It feels like more than that right now.
It feels, and he's done a generally pretty good job dealing with the blitz. It's just that there's more times that I think he's this year kept himself out of getting sacked.
Yeah.
Like QB sacks is as much a quarterback stat as it is an offensive line stat.
Yep.
And good quarterbacks, even when they're playing behind bad offensive linemen, tend not to take as many sacks as a lot of other guys would. So I think that's more of a testament to CJ than the offensive line.
Yeah.
At least being smart on when to get rid of the football. Yeah, the Bills being ahead of everybody, or being ahead of the Texans in all these power rankings, I think that's valid, even though the Texans beat the Bills. Part of it is that the Texans, when they faced the Bills didn't have Khalil Shakir. And then at the time, obviously, they didn't have Amari Cooper.
Yeah.
So I think it's Josh Allen with actual viable receivers. There were really no good wide receivers on the field that night.
No.
Versus the Texans.
No.
So that makes sense. That makes sense.
Would you make the Bills a favorite over the Texans on a neutral field right now?
With Khalil Shakir and Amari Cooper
yes.
out there, yeah.
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 Yeah, I think.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So right. Too. I probably ranked this here because CBSSports.com actually has the Texans 7th and I accidentally put them at number 1. But I'm going to give them number 1 because they've been behind the Texans most of the year. The Texans fell 4 big spots to 7th. But Pete Prisco has, you know, I'm going to look at this like the circle of swarm for today, where, you know what? He's got him 1 spot lower than the Athletic. But Prisco's been in our corner all year long, so I'll give him number 1 right now. And he says this: they've had too many injuries to the defense that show up weekly. The other concern, C.J. Stroud has to get back to racking up big numbers. The injuries on defense, I mean, they're a concern, except that they played really well on defense this past week. I'm way more concerned about what's going on offensively with this team than I am defensively with this team.
Yeah, there is something about the defense that they showed a certain resiliency even despite the injuries, and yeah, it's been multiple weeks now that they've had multiple injuries, and they've performed well despite it. So it's easy to think, okay, in my mind's eye, if those guys come back, and if you have more health at the end of the season, it's going to be a good defense. Mm-hmm. With offense, I guess it's just not so simple that when Nico Collins comes back, then everything will be fine. Because they hadn't been scoring a lot of points with Nico Collins. What we haven't seen is Nico Collins and Joe Mixon on the field together for an extended period of time since the first game. That's really the big question mark is, okay, what's it look like with those two? Does all of a sudden Bobby Slowick become a much smarter offensive coordinator?
Right. We've had a few people text in like, hey, man, you guys are talking about the offensive line. You're talking about the team today like they're a bad team. And I think if you listen, we've been hyper-focused on the offensive line. I think we've said multiple times, like, everything else with this team, I'm pretty cool with the direction of it right now. I'm pretty cool with the skill groups, as long as they get Nico back. The tight end group, as you pointed out, Seth, is probably in that offensive line category right now. They've been underwhelming this year. Yeah. But I don't have major issues with anything going on defensively or with special teams or with the coaching staff. You know, some decisions on Sunday, but we've hashed those out. I still think D'Amico is a great head coach. Bobby Slowick, I think, is probably the coach that's under the microscope. I think the reason why we're so dug in on the offensive line is, one, the frustration level of the whole thing, that it looks lazy and it looks soft. And I think we're also forward-looking here. I know we're looking back at the Packers game on Sunday, but you look back at the Packers game with respect to what it means moving forward. And the fact of the matter is, this schedule gets much harder in the second half of the season, both in terms of the ebb and flow of it. You know, you're going to be playing a Thursday game next week, followed by another primetime game on a Sunday, and then on a Monday, and then you've got a bunch of division games coming up. You got the 3 games in 11 days at Christmas time, all against good teams, assuming that Tua is back for the Dolphins, anywhere from good to really, really good teams. So that's why we're dug in on it, is because, as a texter points out, O-line not willing to finish blocks with some physicality and stay connected through the whistle will have us going 2-5 in those last seven games and miss the playoffs. This falls directly on the coach's head. Effort sometimes outweighs talent, ending in a much better result. And the effort and talent ratio there with the offensive line, I think, is a really good point. It's a talented offensive. They got plenty of physical talent.
Yeah.
The want to is a big deal right now with this offensive line.
The one, like when you look at the offense, this is the problem, is that they're right now, they're a middle of the pack offense. They just have, like, scoring wise, yards per play. This is the one that meets the eyeball test for an offense that seemingly should be a lot better than they are. The scoring percentage of drives that end in a score. The Texans right now are 15th in the league. Like, it just screams mediocrity. And especially so much of that is in the second half, where you come into the third quarter and it's like, punt. Let's give the other team every chance coming out of the half to actually just get back in this game or to take the lead or what have you. They're a mediocre offense. So if you're sitting here and saying that, oh yeah, the Texans are 5-2, so everything is all fine and well, I don't understand where you get that from. Having watched these games and watched the way the offense operates, they're not scoring enough points to be a genuinely bona fide threatening team in the league.
And it's really bad in the second half of games, and that's where coaching gets exposed. And we pointed these numbers out earlier, but we'll point them out again. The Texans have scored 6 touchdowns in the second half of games this year total. Across 7 games, they've scored 6 touchdowns in the second half, and 4 of those 6 came in 2 games. Came against the Colts in week 1, who couldn't stop a nosebleed. You know, Joe Mixon was running through them. And then against the Patriots in week 6, who are a bad football team. So in the other 5 games, now granted you won 3 of those 5 games, but in those other 5 games, you scored 2 touchdowns in the second half. Great that you won those games, but that's no way to be living. What I mean? You got a buddy who won some money on a scratch off, and you're like, well, that's great, man. You won money on a scratch off.
Right.
That's no way to be paying the bills.
Like, do you remember in the offseason when everybody, I'd love to know, for all the people that are saying, hey, they're 5-2, were you also one of the people who thought that they were going to have 3 1,000 yard receivers? How far have you adjusted your expectations for this offense that you're comfortable that they've got the 11th most passing touchdowns in the league and the 12th most rushing touchdowns in the league?
Yeah.
Is that the high-powered, prolific offense that you expected out of the offensive rookie of the year and out of a team that added Stephon Diggs and Joe Mixon? Is that exactly what you expected?
Dude.
And that it is 5-2 is just fine with your offense performing like that.
It is fun that this is the place we're at right now, that they're 5-2, and that, you know, we've spent a big chunk of the show today talking about what ails this team as opposed to what's great about this team. That's what this genre is for. I have to remind myself that not everybody listens for 4 hours, because this text comes in: poor coaching is being let off the hook, played for a field goal and got burned. And I'm like, okay, we spent 2 segments talking about this.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time talking about all of that. And how all of this does come back to the coaching in terms of Bobby Slowick, Chris Strausser. There are a lot of D'Amico's game management, we've addressed that. But the offense in total, including Bobby Slowick's, I won't even call it the play calling, but the play design and strategy overall. And then Chris Strausser, I'll say this. Maybe it's not Chris Strausser's fault. Maybe those offensive linemen are just underperforming and that's who they're wired to be. Mm-hmm. But the miscommunications, and that includes the running backs and the tight ends, everything else, Chris Strausser is not the guy to fix it right now. It doesn't seem to be. Bobby Slowick doesn't seem to be the guy to fix it.
Yeah.
With Nico Collins coming back, the only thing that I'm assured of is like, oh, okay, well, maybe like that one in any given game, Nico Collins will have that one big deep strike touchdown that flips the balance.
Yeah.
And it's a set, but that doesn't feel like anything that I can credit Bobby Slowick with.
No. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you. We're in the 9 o'clock hour here on a Tuesday. We'll hear from D'Amico Ryans in the next segment. He said that when it comes to cleaning things up, everything is on the table. What do we think that means? What exactly does he mean when he says everything is on the table? What does the table look like right now? for the Houston Texans. That is coming up next.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.